here now to talk about the Eagles defense, cornerback Nolan Carroll. He of the remarkable, sensational, improbable, how did he do it, interception on Sunday against the New York Giants. Nolan, welcome. And I got to ask you about this play. Mm. So, did you catch the ball?
Yes, I did catch the ball.
Did you take it from ODB's grasp?
Yes, I did. I felt him kind of get loose with the ball as he was coming down to the ground, and you know, I just kind of just ripped it and made sure I held onto it while we were going down.
Is it something you're taught to just always keep going after the football? I mean, it really was a bang-bang play. It was in tight space. I mean, it was a really, truly incredible play. I mean, have you watched the tape and kind of dissected everything?
Not really. You know, I just, you know, we're just taught to always fight down to the ground, and, you know, that's what I've done, or that's what I did, and, you know, I made sure that I just tried to come up with the football. You know, at that point in time in the game, you know, we needed to play, and, you know, lucky enough, we were able to step up and do something with that and give our offense back the ball.
Nolan, we're 8 games into the season here. How do you think the defense has performed through the first half of the year?
You know, I think we've done good, but we still have a lot of room to improve. You know, if you really look at the games where that we've lost, you know, we've kind of let, you know, the opponent's offense kind of get started with what they're doing and not get them off script. And that's what's kind of hurt us as a defense. And, you know, what we like to do is kind of set the tempo on defense and get them off schedule. And really that starts by stopping the run. And you see the teams that have been able to kind of get the ball moving on us a little bit, that opens up, you know, their offense, and it kind of puts us beyond the eight ball. So, you know, every time we go into a game, we just want to try and stop that first, because once we stop that first, it really helps us in the back end to be able to, you know, really know that, hey, they're off schedule, so they got to kind of scramble and figure out other things they need to do. So, you know, right now for these next 8 games, we really have to tighten up and really put everything on us right now as a defense. We know that these 8 games are crucial for us. You know, the last 3 games, I think, are division games. So, you know, we just want to take it game by game. Right now it starts with Atlanta, and, you know, we just want to set the tempo with it.
What is it like in the locker room now? How would you describe the mood of everybody?
I think the mood is pretty good. You know, we know we're sitting well right now, 4-4. A lot of teams would like to be 4-4 right now. You know, we've gone through ups and downs. We've gone through a lot of learning experiences, and I think this past Sunday was a good learning experience for us. It was one that kind of hurt us, and, you know, I think we can grow from this, and I think it's really made us closer. You know, we're in the locker room. You know, we all knew we could have won that game. You know, we were one play away from winning that game. There were a couple of plays that we could have made throughout the duration of that game that, you know, really could have put us in the win. And just kind of looking back at the 4 games that we did lose, it wasn't like we got blown out. It was stuff that we did to ourselves, and we understand that, and we know that, you know, going forward, we can't continue to keep shooting ourselves in the foot early and get into these holes where we got to battle and claw to get out of it in the fourth quarter, kind of, you know, gassed and drained. We can't have that again, and we know that. And, you know, this week in practice is just really the focus is to start fast and not make mistakes.
And, you know, I think people don't recognize or respect out there how hard it is to win in the NFL. I mean, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Really good players all over the place. Is it something you just have to do and then you all of a sudden gain confidence in closing out games? I mean, how does a team go from losing close games to winning close games?
Mm. It's really about trusting the process and the stuff that you've done in day in and day out, you know, from OTAs and the training camp. You got to continue to trust that process. And, you know, when games start to get hard, that's when you got to fall back on your fundamentals, your technique, because those are things that's helped you before, you know. And I think a lot of people kind of lose sight of that. They lose sight of what the work that they put in, you know, up to that point. And I think that for us, we just got to continually just trust the process, continually trust Doug, continually trust Coach Schwartz, you know, FIP, our coordinators. You know, everybody has to trust each other here and to get it right. And, you know, we will. We have a lot of confidence in each other. We have a lot of trust in each other, and we know that we have a great football team. So right now, like I said, it's just about not shooting ourselves in the foot and taking it week by week.
Atlanta is the opponent on Sunday. Julio Jones is a remarkable wide receiver, having a great season. As you watch him, what do you see?
You know, he's just an athlete. You just see a guy that's just, you know, really just a freak of nature. And, you know, Matt Ryan's trying to get him the ball any way possible. You know, he's fast, he's big, he's athletic, he runs great routes. You know, you don't see that from too many big wide receivers. He's able to get in and out of his breaks, you know, just easily, you know, and you don't see that from guys like that. I think he's just a rare talent. And you just look at their offense as a whole, they're running the ball well. You know, Matt Ryan is having an MVP season. Julio's having an MVP season. They have two great running backs right now that are good. So for us, we have to bow up. You know, it's a big task for us. I think they have the number one scoring offense in the league. And, it's a great task for us. It's something that, you know, we can't wait to get back on the field and start practicing and seeing these guys on Sunday.
I find it kind of humorous. You know, every week reporters crowd around your locker and they ask you about this great wide receiver. And the truth is that every week you face a great receiver. Now, Julio might be at a different level, but so it's all short-term memory with you, Nolan? I mean, you're just really just rise to the moment kind of I accept this challenge kind of guy?
Yeah, definitely, especially this year. You know, the corners are kind of – we got a lot of responsibility this year, and, you know, we're left out by ourselves. And, you know, we're fine with that. We know that mindset. We know that every single week we're going to have a new challenge, and, you know, we embrace that. We're not scared of it. You know, we want to compete for 60 minutes, and – if we get beat on the play, it's going to happen in this league. You know, those receivers are great receivers, you know. But one thing about us is we don't let the last play affect us for the next play. We continue the battle until the end of the game. And I think that's why we have such a great group. So, you know, this week is no different. It's another great receiver coming in, and, you know, we're up to the task at hand.
The goal here, obviously, then, still is to make the playoffs and see what happens.
Yeah, it's still, our mindset has not changed at all. We know we're still right there in the thick of things, you know, and we know that we can easily get this thing turned around. So our mindset is still the same, like I said, and, you know, just because of what happened Sunday did not derail us at all from wanting to go to the playoffs.
Last question. Odell Beckham's one kind of receiver. Julio Jones is another kind. Do you have to play them differently, styles differently?
I say just a little bit. You have to have certain plans for certain guys. And, you know, Odell is a certain plan you have to have against. Julio is a certain plan you have to have against. And it just goes like that. Week by week, you kind of tweak things here and there. But, you know, you just got to change it up a little bit just because of their skill set.
Nolan, thanks so much. Good luck on Sunday. Beat the Falcons.
Thank you.